Medical Corpsman Ritchie says he and the others began dealing with the dead and wounded. He remembers in particular seeing the body of one of his comrades.
And I couldn't tell what was wrong with him because, I mean, he was intact, but he was missing all of his clothes. And the only time he would do that is if he had trauma, he'd cut his clothes off, but that would take a long time, and in combat you don't do that. And it just seemed weird. And later on I found out why he got hit with the... He got hit with an A-10 round, and it took his whole back out. It took his flak off, his clothes. All he had was PT shorts on. His eyes were still open.
The field historians are attached to the Marines' oral history unit. In civilian life, they are, among other things, bankers, engineers, and geologists. Several of them were interviewed by NPR last month. Colonel Reed Bonadonna said many of the Marines he talked to felt the oral histories were cathartic.
The worst of it was, I think, the airplanes, the A-10s firing on the troops from Charlie Company, and because that actually resulted in some KIA and some very nasty KIA too. I mean, just, you know, it's bad enough to be shot, but to be shot with a depleted uranium round that basically turns you into a handful of mush is even worse to contemplate. And this is what had happened to some of these people, apparently. So I tread somewhat lightly around that subject. There were some people who were willing to talk about it, who said. I said, well, this is under investigation, so maybe you don't want to talk about it. And they said, oh, no, I'll talk about it.
Lieutenant Michael Seeley.
I never thought it would happen again. As a matter of fact, I remember after the first strafe, and I turned around and seen my squad laid out all over the place.
Yeah.
And a couple dead and wounded, and them screaming they were hit. I remember saying to myself, this isn't happening.